Waiting for the free market. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Judging from the economic news this week, it appears that the most important issue facing the nation is not lewd torso tweets.
Until we see a sustained period of stronger job creation, we cannot consider the recovery to be truly established.
No, the most important issue facing the nation is that unless something changes, we are all going to be a lot poorer than we expected. Now, that may not be bad. Gluttony is one of the deadly sins, but my guess is that you'd rather seek redemption by choice than by compulsion. So, how long do we wait for the free market? This week marked the 10-year anniversary of the Bush tax cuts, and it may be hard to believe, but federal taxes right now are at their lowest levels since 1950. If cutting federal taxes was the key to creating jobs, unemployment wouldn't be at 9.1%. As for cutting government spending, we can see what that's done. Now, people fired from their private jobs are competing with people fired from their public jobs. And as all those people wait for some work to show up, I'll bet every one of us can name a road or a bridge or a school that needs fixing up or a kid who needs teaching or a problem that needs solving. Does it make sense that there are millions of people with skills fooling around on Facebook waiting for something productive to do? So, as much as we love the free market, how long do we give it? 10 years? 15 years? Because I'll also bet you can't find one employee of GM or Chrysler who's sorry that the government saved their jobs. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.